Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He showed by the revelation of the Lord the future for the next 14 years. This is going to happen. This is going to be up, up higher than it's ever been. And then 7 years later, it's going to go down, low, lower than it's ever been. What if some of the guys that are working on the stock market floor knew about 14 years to come? Investors. So this is the key to great wealth. The Holy Ghost, part of His ministry is to show us things to come. Is that right? Now, He's not going to show us everything about everything to come, but things that pertain to us. You'll get a glimpse of what's going to happen. You might not be able to explain it or write a book about it, and you're not necessarily supposed to try to tell anybody else about it. But He'll deal with you. Buy this now. Hold on to it. It's going to go up. How would we know? You don't know. You got no indication to know why. How did they know it was going to be 7 years of plenty like it had never been before? There was no indication of it. There was no nothing natural that you could put your finger on. But the Lord said it. And to this Pharaoh's credit, he believed it, didn't he? And he said, so Joseph said, what I recommend is that you find somebody that's really good and wise and put them over this and save in these 7 years of plenty. Would the Lord ever lead you to save? Yeah. There are times when the Lord will lead you to give it away and it doesn't seem like you got it. And there's other times He'll lead you to save and you don't know why would you. Pays to be led. And the Pharaoh said, well, I don't know anybody else we could find that'd be wiser and more perceptive than you. So come here. Pulled his ring off his hand. Said, bring some of my royal robes. You know that my second Ferrari that I like. Pull it around front. And I want you to open an account for Joseph at the First Bank of Egypt. And put a couple million in there for him to start with. Hallelujah. And he said, before all my court, I want it known that this man is over the entire nation of Egypt. Nothing happens without he says so. He's over everything. Only in this throne am I above him. And that morning, he ate slop down in the dungeon. What God can do. I said, what God can do. Woo! So Joseph walked out of that room and people bowed to him and bowed to him. And don't you know he's having flashbacks. When he was a teenager, back when life was good at home with mom and dad. He's rich. Just like that. Rich. I mean super wealthy. Went from nothing to super wealthy in minutes. Pharaoh said, I know where one of the prettiest women in the country is too. I'd like to arrange the marriage if it's okay with you. So he married one of the prettiest, most well-connected women in the whole nation. And he had two sons, and one of them he named, the Lord's made me to forget. I've forgotten all the hard times. Amen. I've forgotten all the beanie weenies and the ramen noodles. He wished he had some, what he was eating. I forgot being somebody's slave boy. The Lord's made me to forget. And the Lord's blessed me. Friend, this is what happens to those who will not relinquish their vision. even after years. I mean, it didn't just seem like it wasn't working. He's going backwards. Do you understand? From slave boy to dungeon. I mean, he's going backwards. He's going down. It looks hopeless. Looks like everybody's forgot about him. But you can't, don't you think the devil told him that in that dungeon? Day after day? You got nothing to look forward to. Kill yourself. You don't want to live like this the rest of your life. You're a young man. You want to be in here? Eating this, doing this for decades to come? But he'd shake it off and he'd say, uh-uh. No, the Lord showed me when I was a boy. He showed me ruling and reigning. Amen. He showed it to me. He wouldn't let go of it. Everybody say he wouldn't let go. How about you?
No.
Huh? Have you ever got anything in your spirit? Has the Lord ever showed you anything?
Yes.
You doing something for the kingdom of God? You making a difference? You being a blessing to your family? You coming up?
Yes.
If he hadn't, you better get to talking to him. Let him show you. And then lay hold of it like a bulldog on a bone. And no matter how bad it gets, no matter how rough, seem like you're going backwards, seem like you're going down, no matter what, do like Joseph. Because you see how quick God can turn this thing around. Minutes. Don't you know? He steps out in his fine silk robe. He's got this big honking ring on his hand. And he sees his Ferrari. He goes, now that's nice. Whew, that's nice. Where do I drive it to? And they said, well, your mansion is over here. You know, half a mile down from Pharaoh's place. He pulls in to the mansion. Servants. Closets full of robes, jewelry. He is the man in the nation. Minutes, just like that. And first thing he did is he got in his Ferrari and he drove around the country to see what was going on to get an idea what kind of structure had to happen to get this savings program initiated. Because he wasn't just sitting around waiting for his vision to come to pass all these years. He had become an expert at stewardship. And handling affairs. What looked like just the work of the enemy, God used it and turned it around. He was training to be an excellent steward with all the Potiphar stuff. He learned how to handle livestock. He learned how to handle grain. He learned how to deal with suppliers and sellers and buyers. And even in the prison, he learned how to run that whole prison. Training. Right? See, so many times people think, well, you know, I'm stocking groceries. What does this matter for the kingdom of God? Learn how to stock them good, brother.
Yeah.
Learn to excel at it. I'm pumping gas. What does that matter? Well, what does sweeping a dungeon floor do for the kingdom? Huh? Being a slave. It was preparing him. I said it was preparing him. And when he stepped into that, he was no novice. He was an expert at organizing and arranging. And he turned that country around. I said he turned it around. Where did all that wealth come from? Where did those robes and the ring and the fine chariots and the horses, where did all that come from? That was Egypt's wealth, but God transferred it in a moment. Now you remember the verse I was alluding to earlier? Well, then go to Proverbs and look at it then. Ooh, glory to God. Proverbs 13. Hold your place in Genesis. We're not through there. You can go back later. Proverbs 13, 22. Proverbs 13, 22. Well, back up to verse 20. Well, back up to verse 18. It all goes together. Poverty and shame, this is Proverbs 13, 18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses instruction. Wonder if that's still true today. What if you're unteachable? Huh? What if you won't receive instruction? Will you be rich anyway? According to this, you'll have poverty and you'll have shame. Well, how many is going to be unteachable? No, no. How many decide you're going to be teachable? I will receive instruction. I'll receive correction. If I'm wrong, I want to know it. Help me. Show me. Right? He that regards reproof shall be honored. Honored and riches goes hand in hand. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. He that walks with wise men will be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. You don't just want to run with people that believe in being broke. That's foolish. Always making excuses why they don't have this and don't want this. And it'll rub off on you. It'll hold you back. It's good to be around people that's got bigger vision than you do. Rubs off on you. Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous, good shall be repaid. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Said out loud, the wealth of the sinner, is laid up for the just. Who are the just? Those justified in Christ, made righteous in Him. Is it true that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the church?
Yes.
Some people don't believe that. I do. There's evidence of it. We see it right here. Where did all this money Joseph walked into? Where'd that come from? Where was that at the day before? Huh? That was Egypt's. Worldly. They didn't worship Jehovah God. They worshiped the Nile River. They worshiped Ra, the sun god. They worshiped alligator gods, crocodile gods. But just like that, God moved that money, boop, just like that. Faster than a wire transfer. Quicker than an email. Huh? It was no accident. The Lord had showed Joseph some of that. He didn't know all the details, but He showed some of that to him when he was a teenager. Now you see, this is not an isolated instance. You see it again and again and again. Hold your place there and go back to Genesis. You see that he went literally from rags to riches in a moment of time, and the money came from sinners. But then you read over to Exodus. You begin to see this theme. We're going to camp on this. We won't do it all tonight, but you're just going to keep seeing this and keep seeing this and keep seeing this. Where did all that money come from? It came from sinners. It came from the ungodly rich.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Wealth of the Sinner, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R507. That's R507, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.